Hello everyone, it's Peter here, and this morning I'm with a new contributor to the Talking Newspaper, Sylvia Hartley. Good morning, Sylvia.
Morning.
Now, Sylvia's a member of the creative writing group of our local U3A. That's the University of the Third Age, for those who don't know the initials. I was recommended to contact Sylvia by another member of that group, Glenys Halliday, who listeners will know well. Glenys said that Sylvia has an excellent style of writing, quite light-hearted and often amusing, and so I'm very pleased to welcome her to the Talking Newspaper team and looking forward to her contributions over the forthcoming months. So, Sylvia, perhaps you could go ahead now with your first piece and start by giving us a title.
Hello. My first piece is called The Experience. I've had an experience. You've heard of people having these. Can change your life, I believe. I don't know whether this will change mine. It happened last Wednesday morning, very early, just behind the graveyard. You know, where it backs onto the fire station. I always go to Norman's grave once a week. I've done it for 10 years. I've usually gone on a Saturday, but I got my flowers at Tuesday and Asta instead of Friday at the Co-op. We always went to Co-op every Friday. I once booked a perm for a Friday, but I had to cancel it. Friday's shopping day, he said. Mind you, I always knew where I was with him, if you get me meaning. It took me 3 years to stop making shepherd's pie every Thursday. Well, I'd fancy going to Asda. So last Tuesday I took myself off. I went on the bus and I got a taxi back. I got that much. I got my flowers as well. I knew they wouldn't last till Saturday, so I thought I'd do Wednesday instead. I couldn't sleep that night. I didn't know what it'd think me changing my day. I'd had my breakfast by 6 o'clock, so I thought, hey, it's sunny, I'll walk there now. So off I went. Lovely. Early morning's like cutting into a new cake and having first piece. I did the flowers. I told him I'd been to Asda, but I didn't mention taxi. When I heard a right racket in fire station yard, I wondered what were up, so I said, ta-ra. I went to look over at wall. I couldn't believe it. A load of fellas, firemen, running round with helmets, axes and belts. No underpants, and someone taking photos. A chap shouted, now then, missus. And he grabbed his particulars, if you know what I mean. I were nearly speechless, but I managed to ask, what are you doing? Calendar, missus, for arthritis. So I thought, I'm having one of them, I've got a gammy knee. When I told Mrs. Fanshawe, you know Amy that lives next door to the fish shop, she said, all them men's bits! I'd have thought you'd have had a stroke. I might have, I said, but I couldn't reach.